You are listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. A protest is moving through the Central Coast this month intended to show outrage over the Pope's canonization last month of Father Junipero Serra. KCBX reporter Aidan Matthews spoke with the protesters recently as they arrived at the mission in San Luis Obispo.
Walk for the Ancestors is a group of protesters on a 650-mile trek to each of the state's 21 missions, starting in Sonoma and continuing to San Diego. On this day, there was roughly a half dozen or so in the Mission San Luis Obispo Plaza.
It's a farce, really. It makes a farce out of sainthood to me. Like, if that's what you consider a saint, then, like, wow, really? I feel sorry for you.
Kagan Holland is a descendant of the Tatarim tribe and has been walking for over a month. He, along with many other Native people, believe the celebration of Junipero Serra is an insult to the damage caused to Native culture upon Serra's arrival to California in the 18th century.
I do feel very insulted, you know, by the Pope personally. He knows the history of the mission system. He knows what it was about. And to canonize the architect of such a genocidal and oppressive system is beyond my reasoning.
Serra's canonization last month received lots of backlash, but some California citizens were more accepting.
There have been a lot more people coming to our mission church in Carmel because of the canonization of Blessed Serra, now Saint Serra, and there have been a lot more people coming, and I think that will continue to come in the days ahead as well.
Diocese of Monterey Bishop Richard Garcia says he has spoken with people on both sides of the controversy and believes work still needs to be done to improve the situation.
I think we have to enter into a better dialogue with them. And we bishops here in California especially have taken that as something for us to do and to be a little bit more responsible and more sensitive to their needs.
Caroline Ward Holland has been marching alongside her son during this trek and says she has not seen any positive gestures by the church.
Every mission is the same, but different. They all have the same history. The church bells and the crosses are, to me, a sign of slavery, oppression, of crimes against humanity, and that's all they are to me now.
The marchers plan to be in Santa Ynez on Sunday and in Santa Barbara next week. Aidan Matthews, KCBX News.